This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about
you're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and this is a program called A Theatre Interlude, a program where I get to talk to actors, actresses, and theatre personnel about their love of theatre. And today it's my pleasure to be talking to Hawke's Bay-based actress and now playwright Lizzie Robertshaw, who has written an hilarious comedy called Two Houses, which is a take on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. But wait, there's more. We also have in the studio Sarah Rogers, who is directing this fabulous play as well. Ladies, welcome to A Theatre Interlude.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, Lizzie, we're going to talk to you, actress to playwright. How did that happen?
So I have always loved writing from a young age and written sort of short stories, a little bit of poetry, the occasional attempt at a half-finished novel in the back of a drawer. And I was trying to think where the idea for actually writing a play came from. Generally, I get motivated if I see a competition pop up or something like that. But yeah, so I started writing this. I think I figured out it was in November 2021, I believe it was, and it just came pouring out.
Really?
I guess they say write what you know.
Yes.
So for me, it's sort of like a little love letter to Amdram, to the wonderful characters we see in theatre.
Now, it seems to be, what would I know, but I would imagine that it seems to be quite easy in my head for you to write a story. But then to turn that story into a script, how does that work? Is that easy?
Yeah, it was a challenge. So I did, I blocked out the story first. And then I did have to do a bit of learning in terms of, how to actually write it, the formatting of it. So, you know, the characters talking versus giving a direction. So that bit took quite a while. But sort of once I got into the flow of that, it was a lot easier.
Was it handy that you've been an actress and that you know the ins and outs of moving around on a stage?
Yeah, I think that did help, because when we sort of came to look at sort of setting and how we were going to sort of block scenes, I had sort of subconsciously done it so that we would have a main scene and then a smaller scene that could be in front and then another main scene. So but there were some things I realised I'd written and that were incredibly hard to stage, like I wanted someone to fall off a balcony. That's actually quite hard to do in real life.
That's right. We'll talk to the director about that very shortly. Where did the idea come from to turn loosely based on Romeo and Juliet into Two Houses?
So I think the title came to me. And sometimes that happens when I'm writing. I'll get a title, and I love Shakespeare. It's, always been a passion of mine, and it's always been, I guess, a bit of a frustration that it's not something we tend to put on in theatre houses. So it was sort of my sneaky way of winding that in. And the idea of, you know, two houses, both alike in dignity, from Romeo and Juliet, and two theatre houses. And then it just sort of sparked and I sort of jumped off from there.
Now, anyone who knows Shakespeare knows it's not a comedy, so where did the idea come to turn it into a comedy?
I think I've done one sort of serious dramatic play, which was my last one with Zira, but apart from that I'd done comedy. And I kept entering these short story challenges, and I got really frustrated because they would give me comedy, or romantic comedy. But then I realised, it's easier to write.
Yes.
And there's just so much comedy to mine in an amateur dramatic society. You know, there are sort of stereotypical characters that we can sort of, you know, lovingly poke fun at.
Yes.
Yeah.
When people watch this play, will they say, hang on a minute, I think that's me?
that will happen. I mean, I think a bit of the human condition, I think we're more likely to recognise other people and be like, oh, that's so-and-so.
Yeah, that's right.
But, Yeah, like I say, it's done with love, yes. And I've rounded out the characters so that even if, you know, they've got an element of sort of humour to them, we also have empathy for them, and they, you know, they're a bit more multifaceted, hopefully, as well.
I can't imagine that it's actually easier to write something funny. I mean, you might think it's funny, and if I was writing it, I might think it's funny. How did you know it was funny? I mean, who were you bouncing all the ideas off as you were writing it?
Yeah, that was the tricky thing. Yeah, I was thinking about that, because it is a bit of an odd thing to write something down and go, oh, you know, that's
that
a bit funny.
That was really funny, yeah.
But you have no idea. No. So I had Sarah's help reading and editing the script, and yeah, that you were really the main person. So it was, yeah, I thought if Sarah finds it funny, and then sort of later on I showed some family members and they thought it was quite funny. And then we got to do, I guess, sort of like we got to workshop it with actors. Mm. So they weren't assigned the roles yet, but we read it through.
Mm.
And that was when we really knew, because people laughed.
Yeah.
And it was a glorious moment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it is actually funny. Woo!
Okay, tell us the premise of it. Two Houses. So it's, go through it.
So Two Houses tells the story of two down-on-their-luck playhouses or theatre houses who are faced with losing the funding of their local council, which makes up their main funding. So they're given an ultimatum. Either you collaborate or you close down. The problem is that they're polar opposites. So you've got Barrington Dramatics, which is real theatre, run by the snobbish Olivier Pencaro, who, you
lovely
know,
names,
swans around with scarves being flung around dramatically. And then you've got the Seaside Minstrels, run by the colourfully eccentric Cassandra Hooker, or Sandy, with a sort of all abilities welcome motto. So she's, you know, pantomimes, bums on seats, and they don't get on very well. So I guess the humour ensues as they attempt to put on a show together. They decide on Romeo and Juliet, the space rock opera.
Yeah.
So I guess Olivier gets his way in doing something serious, but then Sandy says, I want to do the music and the setting and the costumes. So it's will Romeo and Juliet fall in love? We do have our own Romeo and Juliet, one from each theatre houses, Ben and Alice, so it's a bit of a love story in there. Will the show go on, you know, or will there be a plague on both their houses?
Yeah.
And it will all fall apart.
Now, looking down the track, I mean, you know, obviously you haven't spent this time just to put it in the bottom drawer, and it's come along now, and director Sarah Rogers is bringing it to life for you. Where do you hope this play's going to go? I mean, are we talking the West End? I mean, what are your dreams for this play? What are your dreams for this play?
Of course, the West End.
Of course.
The fact that it's just going on is amazing to me, to just see it come to life. I do plan to sort of edit it and see if I can perhaps put it into sort of Play Market or one of those sort of other places that sort of hold plays. I'd like to get it published, I guess.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, what's the space? Sarah, you've come along and you've been having a bit of a chin wag with Lizzie about the play all the way along. What's made you decide, wow, this is something I've got to get into?
It's funny, really funny. Lizzie rang me one day and said, or one evening, and said, I've started to write this play. I've only got a few scenes, but could you read it and give me your feedback? Well, I went to bed that evening reading it. And there were a few kicks from husband on the other side of the bed saying, would you stop laughing out loud? I said, but this is so funny. Can I just read you this bit? Read it to me in the morning. Anyway, so it progressed from there as more scenes arrived and they were still delightful. And then we got to talking seriously about how are you going to fit a scene change into there. And I would say 98% of what Lizzie had written was just brilliant. Mm. There were a couple of tweaks only, so she's done a fabulous job. And it is laugh out loud. And it is a hilarious take on two theatres, two separate theatres who think, one thinks they're all that in a piece of toast and the other one doesn't mind, they just have a really happy time. And so they come together. And I think when I read a script as a director, I read it, and if it makes me laugh out loud first time, I'll have another look at it, which I did. Then when we have the first read, hearing different voices, like I've imagined it in my head, probably differently to what Lizzie imagined in her head, but then when you hear different voices, it becomes really funny again, but at a different level. It's a different funny because it's like real people out there. And then all these characters are slightly tweaked versions of real people. Yeah.
I wonder, Sarah, when you're doing auditions, and I guess a good variety of people turn up, but do good drama actors make good comedy actors, or do you have to be a certain ilk of actor to be a good comedian?
The best sort of actor is one who will come along and take direction. Because one of the people I've got in this show is, he's played a dame a lot of times. Now, the character that he's playing is decidedly camp, straight but camp. But I kept having to say to him at the beginning, "Oi, take the dame is not welcome in the show. We don't have a dame in this." And lacing it through everybody so that they're all acting as if it's a serious drama, but with the light touch that a comedy needs. So, and as for people that Lizzie's based some of her characters on, or some, there are some just expressions. I was directing away the other night and I looked at Lizzie and I said, that's one of mine, isn't it? And she said,
you've directed me in most of the things I've been in, so I may have taken a few.
But it's humbling. I mean, I've been humbled right from the start when Lizzie first rang me and said, would I do this work with her, mentoring her a little bit, and I'm also pleased to be mentoring her as a director too, which is really exciting. We oldies have got to pass the baton to the younger ones.
That's right.
But yeah, it's been a brilliant ride so far.
Having the writer here in the Bay, is that a good thing? I mean, you're looking at that script, and that you're very experienced in the theatre industry. Do you ever think, Lizzie, what about changing this? Does it work that way, or?
We did that, and as I said, there were only a couple of things that I thought, we just maybe need to shift this a little bit. But we talked about that before it was even finished, and they came together beautifully. I would just say to Lizzie, not sure this is working so well. She said, I'll have another look at it. And she has created it all. But she's trusted me to give it a tick, and that's actually really humbling.
And what about you, Lizzie? Do you ever get the feeling that this is how I actually saw it being, Sarah? Maybe you need to change the way you're approaching it, or are you sort of, I've written it, you do the rest?
I mean, that's the neat thing and the unusual thing, I guess, is that because I'm the sort of director in training as well, I'm at all the rehearsals. Sarah has allowed me to say, I kind of saw it this way and we'll try it and see. But, so that's really neat because, like I said, I'm learning to direct at the same time. So, it's just a really lovely collaboration. There's no conflict. There's no
we are really just genuinely working
a really good time
together, aren't we? Yeah, we are. We're having a ride. It's great.
I can't even begin to imagine what the feeling must be like for you, Lizzie, to see the words that you've written be real on the stage. How does that feel in your head?
It's amazing. Like, it's just it's such a buzz. And I felt really silly because I kept at the start going, oh, I love that line. And then I'm like, oh, I can't say that because I wrote it. I love how you're doing that line. It is indescribable. And it is, I mean, theatre has always been my happy place, but this is like a special feeling. Like, I thought I would be sad about not being in it or not acting, but I'm really loving this.
You did have a wee challenge for a bit about whether or not you'd be in it, and I said, well, if you're in it, you're not learning to direct it. So you've got to pick one, because everybody who directs has a moment throughout any show that says, I want to be up there. I feel it lots.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you had that.
Yeah. And then we found the perfect person. And now I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
Interesting that you say that. Did you see yourself in the part? Were you writing the play in part for yourself as an actress?
No, that was the funny thing. Not at all. But because we struggled. We had someone and then they couldn't do it. Mm. And then it was getting right to the wire of we need to make this call. And then we found the perfect person.
Yeah.
So I think I'd a little bit gone, okay, I'd told myself, all right, I'm going to be this character. And then the next day it was like, actually.
Yeah.
But now I'm really glad because I'm really loving watching it take shape from the other side.
Now, I think Lizzie was being a bit modest about the future of the play, Sarah, and you've directed many plays, so we won't ask Lizzie here, but I mean...
Cool.
It sounds to me like it's going to be great. So how do you see it when you compare it to what you've done in the past? Where does it sit in that mix?
I think it's going to sit anywhere in any town with a performance group, an amateur dramatic society, who has got another amateur dramatic society in their community.
Yeah.
And they can look at it and say, oh my goodness, that's us. That's us and them. And then pull those together and make it happen. It's brilliant.
That's got to make you feel good, Lizzie.
Yeah, it does. And I think, even beyond sort of AmDram, like everyone has, you know, we've got a couple of Karens.
Mm.
And I'm sorry, I've leaned into the stereotype of Karens. Yes. I know some lovely Karens. but, you know, even just thinking like... I don't know, within a hospital, you've got Karens.
Yeah, everywhere.
You know, you've got Olivier's anywhere, there's creative pursuits, you know.
Teaching profession.
The sort of, you know, the darling, darling ones. You know, you've got people from sort of different departments that are maybe, there's a love interest going on. So I think it will appeal to people that are within the AmDram Society, but I think just anyone in the public will find it funny.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where to from here? For Lizzie the writer?
I have a couple of things brewing. so, yeah, I sort of write what I know. And so I worked within the health system for quite a few years.
Well, imagine the stories you could tell.
I'm working on a little one on there, and I'm also an obsessive op shopper. Mm. So that's another one I'm
working
on.
What's the space?
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me, ladies, on this theatre interlude. Sarah, when can we come along and see Two Houses?
Opening night is July the 20th through to the 29th. Tickets are through Eventfinder and Eyesight. And please make a night to come out in the cold and the wet and laugh till your sides hurt.
As you're saying, theatre, break a leg.
All that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ken.